Novelis Aluminum is in federal court in Syracuse to defend itself against charges by the National Labor Relations Board. As WRVO's Gino Gerentino reports, the case stems from allegations by the United Steelworkers Union that the Oswego company interfered with a vote by its workers to unionize.
In February, nearly 600 Novelis employees cast votes to decide if they should become part of the United Steelworkers Union. The vote narrowly failed, but Jim Ridgway, a representative for the USW, alleges that employees were harassed and intimidated by Novelis's supervisors.
We've lost votes many times and, you know, walked away because it was a will of the people. Literally hundreds of supporters came to us afterwards and said, look, they made this threat. They threatened our work schedule. They threatened that work could go elsewhere. They threatened possibly the elimination of jobs.
But Novelis plant manager Chris Smith says the company did nothing wrong and that it will fight to clear its name in court.
The workforce has voted that they want to maintain self-representation, and it's our responsibility to support them all the way, and we'll continue to do that. We just got to make sure that we get rid of all the distractions and concentrate on the things that we know we need to do and need to do well.
The hearing is scheduled to go at least through Wednesday, but both sides say they expect a final outcome to take months to decide. For WRVO News, I'm Gino Gerentino.